We had that doctor story about the guy who had the tick on his eyeball.
A tick on his eye.
Okay, now
is there much blood you can gain from the eye? I mean, you think there would be more, fruitful ground to suck on than the eyeball?
Yeah. So in other words, you're saying he wasn't a smart tick.
Yeah. Right. Dumb tick.
Yeah. And then we heard from a listener, Kathy, who said, I was reading a bunch of guys' emails about ticks, and she said, I don't want to hear any of you guys tick stories until you've had to pluck ticks from your lady parts.
So, oh, my Lord, really?
Yeah. Now, she didn't go into any specifics.
Oh, yeah.
But apparently, all right, okay, that's not good. But
what kind of partner do you have
but, yeah,
when that happens?
He gave me ticks.
That's a bad thing to put on Tinder, man. You're not going to get swiped too many times if you pass on some ticks to somebody.
Yeah, I'm pretty clean. I did give this girl ticks once. But other than that, no one else has complained about me. Okay, no, but this one tops them all. I was going to ask this guy on to tell the story, but I don't think he can tell. I don't think he can tell this story. I don't know how well he can speak this story. The last line in this tick mail is, this tick changed my life. All right, get ready for this. This guy says, hey, Brad and John, 7 years ago, I was staying with my family, we went to a small town in Northeast Washington. My wife and I hiked a small peak just outside of this town, and we had to cross a very brushy area. Sunday morning when we were leaving, I couldn't get my family members' names to come to mind while we were saying our goodbyes. Their names weren't popping into my head. Well, he said, I chalked it up to a fun weekend of drinking and hiking.
Yeah.
I figured that's just what it was. I over-imbibed the night before. We started the long drive home to Bellingham. And soon after the start of the drive, I found a tick attached to my neck. Soon after finding it, I realized I couldn't drive safely. And my reaction time was very slow. My wife Googled how to remove a tick, and we found a store that sold tweezers. So she finished the drive while I slept. He was feeling
They'd already
woozy.
Taken the tick off.
Yeah.
Apparently.
I was pretty out of it the rest of the day and into the night. Next morning, I got up, headed to work in Anacortes. While on I-5, I realized I had no idea where I was going, and why I was on the freeway. So I returned home. My wife started driving me to an urgent care clinic. On the way to the clinic, I asked, where are we going? And I was bawling my eyes out. I don't cry much, so this is out of character. She responded that we're going to the ER. At the ER, I explained that my heart had a stomach ache, which prompted them to rush me back to be checked. I thought I'd done something wrong, and I was about to bolt out of there when my wife started talking me off the ledge. An EKG later and numerous other tests, they decided to do a spinal tap to test my fluid. They kept asking questions that I couldn't answer. But when they asked how I was feeling, I responded good, and so they sent me home with a diagnosis of unknown neurological disorder solved.
Did he tell him about the tick?
Well, I assume the wife did because she was there. Due to the numerous needles into my spine, I developed a severe headache from loss of pressure in my skull caused by the spinal fluid continuing to leak. The spinal canal does not heal, as I understand it, and this type of headache cannot be treated with pain medication because it is the brain causing the pain. He said, I stayed away from work. And I stayed away from the phones for a week and only talked with my wife, and she relayed updates to everyone. Now, remember, this incident happened 7 years ago, okay? He says in the last paragraph here, I lost my short-term memory for well over a year with entire days being lost. Only recently has my short-term memory recollection returned, and it is nowhere near what it used to be. I used to say I have a steel trap for a brain. Now I say it's rusted. Last weekend, I ran in the Ragnar Relay. Monday of this week, I was back in a fog. And this story is hard to write, as the phrases used to describe the conditions simply will not come to my mind. I was later tested for Lyme's disease and was negative. He says, I now bathe in DEET anytime I am out in nature. This tick changed my life.
It altered his mind.
Holy cow. It was on the back of his, of his neck, and it got, you know, your parents.
Like your brain stem is right there. Maybe it just went straight into it, like whatever thing it injected and went straight into his brain stem.
I was talking about this yesterday, that my parents, that was one of the things that they'd throw the fear of God into you. You know, they remember your parents would tell you, I don't know if your parents ever told you, don't make funny faces or your face will freeze that way. They would say the same thing about ticks. They would say, you know, you can't, you better be careful. When you get out of the woods, you check for ticks, because all I remember was like the last thing they'd say about the ticks, it'll get in your skin and it'll go to your brain.
And I hadn't heard that one.
Scramble your brain. Yes, that was the warning from my parents. It'll go right to your brain. Well, this is a story. They must have had one of these heard one of these stories back then. And that is scary stuff right there. So most of the tick mail, here's good news. Most of the tick mail stories that we got yesterday that came in here
didn't involve brain damage.
Well, maybe not brain damage. They involved some kind of complication, but they came from Eastern Washington. Because listeners were over in Eastern Washington.
First time I ever saw a tick, I went to visit my mom's side of the family in Hueytown, Alabama, and it's as country as you could picture it. And this dog came running up onto the porch, and my cousin Benny pulled a tick off his back that was the size of my thumbnail. It was
big?
It was the size of a dime. And he burned it off with a lighter. It was just, it was bizarre.
Yeah, and then there was a story.
Scared the daylights out of me.
Then there was also a story in the news yesterday about there was some report that the U.S. military back in the day tried to weaponize ticks. Seriously. I don't know what we were going to get a...
It's rain,
drop a bag of ticks.
Drop a bag of ticks on them.
You know, somewhere in North Korea. I don't know what we were
doing. Operation Eight Legs.
Yeah, but we were thinking of doing all that.